And he said these things so that you might understand that the signs and promises of both this current life and the next have already become apparent to us. Namely, Adam represents this present life, and Christ represents the life to come. Since he implies that the better things are aspired to, he signifies that their commencement has already happened, and their origin and source have already been revealed. But if the origin and source are clear to all, there's no need to question the outcomes. Therefore, he says, the second Adam became a life-giving spirit. And in another passage it is said, he will resurrect your mortal bodies through his spirit residing in you. So then, it is the spirit's job to bring life.